Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I see now President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, says a judge was untruthful about several topics.
Well, that's right. Manafort turns out to be a guy who has his own agenda. We're not quite sure what that's about. It may involve the potential for a pardon if he doesn't tell the truth. We just don't know. All we know is that according to Mueller and according to the judge, he's a liar. As a result of that, he's going to go to jail for a longer time than if he hadn't lied. Now, whether there's still enough room, wiggle room for him, I think that's what a lot of people want to know, to come clean with the Mueller people. That would, of course, be the difference between his going to jail for a long, long time or for a shorter time. So, in his mind, he may still be delusional enough to think that this president has got enough creds to be able to turn around and pardon him. I don't think that that's going to happen, but with Trump, you never know. I mean, I've said many, many times that the more desperate Trump gets, the more likely he's to do something that would not be the right thing for either the country or for himself, but he may do it. Right now, Trump is between a rock and a hard place, really. And frankly, that rock and hard place are both of his making. He has given tremendous power to a small handful of very conservative folks who can come out and say this president isn't doing anything, and that will hurt him where he really could be hurt the most, with this seemingly intractable base which has been supporting him for all this time. Maybe 30%, maybe 35% of the American people, but that's what got him elected, and he knows it. And if he loses that, 2020 is out of the question.
And here we sit waiting on that Mueller report.
That's right, and all of the indications seem to be that it's coming. I mean, how would you like to be Mueller sitting there coming up with a set of prosecutions which are quite impressive already, but knowing that the people who are your deciders are the people who you're writing about and who you're preparing to talk about? It's got to be a crushing sort of thing. Now, remember, we're talking about a man with tremendous background, head of the FBI, a Republican, senior Justice Department guy. This guy has a lot of credibility, which this president has been trying to rob him with from day one. So we'll see. You know, we now have a new attorney general coming in. He says he wants to release Mueller's report as much as possible. Well, there's really nothing that would stop him from doing that. It's just that what does he owe to this president and what has he promised them?
Is there anything that can come out of that report that could change the mind of the president's base?
Absolutely. If, for example, you found that the campaign or that the family was in it for themselves and not for the ideology or the country, that could do it. You know, if there's a crime that's been committed, if there's a roadmap to a crime that's been committed, I think that would change some minds. Look, David, you don't have to change all of the minds of his base. If you change 5% of those minds, he's done.
Is the government going to reopen? Are we done with this wrangling over a border deal? Will the president sign it? And even if he does sign it, will he still, quote, get his wall anyway?
I'm really glad you asked that question, David, because it's exactly what I meant in the beginning. This is the rock and hard place which I was speaking of. He made it. He decided that this wall thing was going to be the end all. And now these conservative critics have seized upon that because, look, they need the base, and they need to throw the red meat to the base the same way the president does. And if they can outdo each other or outdo him, hey, frankly, he deserves it.
Will there be an emergency declaration at some point?
Again, when you put a guy in a corner like Trump is in a corner, anything is possible. But if there is an emergency declaration, it's going to scare the hell out of the Republicans in the United States Senate, and here's why. Number one, they are quite sure that since the Democrats took the House, they have a good shot at taking the Senate. And then they have a good shot of taking the presidency. And if you get a president like Kamala Harris, what you're going to find is that they can have emergency declarations of all kinds and undo much of the damage that this president has done. So McConnell, who is the chief of the Senate, and other people know full well that if you give Trump those emergency powers now and you don't object, you better stay shut when the Democrats take over.
Gun control. We're seeing a lot in the papers now about young people who have lived through Parkland and other mass shootings dealing with life post-trauma. And House Committee has passed a measure to require background checks for all U.S. gun sales. But again, these shootings come and seem to go.
Well, they will continue to. Look, the gun culture in America is really the Wild West. There's no two ways about it. We have a country which honors the gun. We have lobbyists who push the gun agenda. We have a false commentary offered by so many that you need a gun in your house. Everybody needs a gun in their house to kill intruders. And sure, they can come up with one or two of these folks where this happens. But for the most part, we know what happens. When there are more guns, there are going to be more shootings. There's going to be more spousal abuse. There are going to be things of that kind. And we see these tragedies, these unfortunate wretches of human beings who think that they can fill their own hands by killing a bunch of innocent, beautiful children. I mean, some of these outrages go deep to every American soul. When you think of little tiny children being killed by guns that shouldn't be there and shouldn't be in the hands of some of these miserable people.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
Thank you, David. Can't believe you do this every morning.
It's so much fun.